miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It's a Friday, everybody. We're ready to roll. Chris has rolled. I mean, he's here. Got 2 feet out the door. He's sleepy from a ginormous pizza lunch.
Made a cup of coffee.
Going on vacay next week. We wish him well.
Made a bad cup of coffee.
No, I made a real one.
Oh, good.
What is it? Is it Chris's job to make you coffee before the show?
No. We take turns buying the cups.
Yeah. The K-cups.
He didn't want a K-cup today, so he went down and made his own.
Well, I thought I was going to have a couple. And
a real brew?
Yeah.
And it didn't come out well.
Because
I didn't make it.
Well, they had two like special bags in there.
What do you mean special?
Like they were not the normal regular bags that we have out.
Which I think are real good.
Not like Sanka decaf.
They are, but...
Sanka decaf.
How old is that? Yeah. Go ahead.
Sanka.
It's a 1970s brand. Don't worry, it's a thing. So what were we saying? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I don't even know where to go now.
You were making
anyway,
you had a special bag.
It was difficult
coffee.
The first time because you don't know, is this strong coffee? Is this weak coffee? Do I need to double bag it? Do I need to single? You know, I don't know because we have bad coffee in the break room.
Right.
It just tastes like mud. It's
really?
Not very good.
Yeah.
But if you double bag, you know, put two full bags
in,
bag,
it's good.
It makes it to where you can drink it. So I double bagged what turned out to be really, really strong coffee.
So you double bagged it?
It was
strong to begin
with. It was way too strong.
You a little jittery now, or you give up on it and go with another one?
You gave up on it.
Okay. So
I turned the burner off, dumped it.
Here's what I would
like. Because there's nothing worse than the smell of burnt coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Especially if it's been sitting for 24 hours.
It's a bad smell.
You know what? I shouldn't have said there's nothing worse than the smell.
Because
while doing our community service today out at the Humane Society, dog just took a deuce right in front of me. It was rancid.
What kind of
awful.
Dog?
Awful. I don't know. It was a yellow one.
What's the most rancid smell in the kitchen? So I think cooked cabbage, boiled cabbage can be rancid.
Broccoli. Microwave broccoli.
How about old broccoli? When you open up the refrigerator drawer
and
it's been there too long,
too.
That's a bad smell.
It's black. Yuck.
That's a bad smell.
Yeah.
That's a bad smell.
All right. Anyway, we're doing all these things. We're trying to keep Chris awake. In fact, I would love if y'all called in just to keep him busy answering phones at 239-337-ESPN. That's the last thing he wanted to hear.
Yeah.
239-337-ESPN. Call in.
Tall Sockeye says he needs to come in and replace Chris next week. He says he's awesome. He says he's learning from Craig.
Like, he's talking about me, right? He's awesome. Chris is awesome. Tough to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna miss something on the show next week?
Yeah.
239, chock full of nuts. That is good coffee, man. That is good coffee. That's what I use at home.
Oh, really? I use the pods.
Hold on.
What?
Are Brussels sprouts baby cabbage?
They might be from the Brussels sprouts. You're right. Brussels sprouts,
whoa,
when you cook them, if you do not slice them in half, you will get that sulfur smell. You're absolutely
no,
right.
No, but wait a minute.
But
Brussels sprouts are baby cabbages?
They could be from the cabbage family. If you look at it, you cut a Brussels sprout.
Is that breaking news?
It looks like a mini cabbage.
Well,
it could be.
It looks like a mini cabbage, but
it does.
It's could not.
Be. Hold on.
And I don't really eat
them. But you're right. When you
don't eat cabbage either. Well, I had it for dinner last night.
I've had cabbage occasionally. I have not really done the Brussels sprout thing. And
I don't hear the phone calls.
Brussels sprouts with like pancetta and bacon is good. But if you do not cut Brussels sprouts in half and saute them nicely, you will get that sulfur fart smell that smells like that.
Wow.
It's gross.
That's really unappetizing.
Yeah. Well, but Brussels sprouts are very good for you. And if they're cooked properly, they're delicious.
All right. Keep the calls coming. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Without any further delay, it is the 4 o'clock hour. It's time to wake up Chris. Time for a Sports Center rundown. Da-da-da! Da-da-da!
What's happening at the PGA Championship? Brooks Koepka still atop the leaderboard at 10 under par. He's 3 under par today. Yeah, that's still happening. Jordan Spieth and Tommy Fleetwood T2 at 5 under par. Game four of the Kelly Cup Eastern Conference Finals later this afternoon in about an hour and a half. Newfoundland.
God,
I hate that word. Growlers, they lead the Everblades 2-1, 770 AM. We'll have coverage at quarter after five.
All right, thank you. So, spent a lot of time watching that Warriors Trailblazers last night.
I didn't.
I did. It was just...
Well, in my defense, 15 at half, I'm out.
You thought it was a Warriors win. I mean, a
Trailblazers win. Yes.
But it's in Golden State.
I
know. The Splash Brothers could get it going. And it's the NBA where no first half lead is safe ever. Should have stuck it out.
Breaking news, raisins or dehydrated grapes, yes.
Yeah, I got that.
I knew that.
Please.
Thank you.
Steam clams smell awful. That's off. No, they do not. They smell delicious. Bad steam clams.
Bad seafood will stink up a house.
If a steam clam smells bad, first of all, they shouldn't have been open. If you know that shellfish, if it doesn't open, you don't eat it. Mm. So if they were forced open and they stink, then they don't eat it. Should never.
Certain times of year when I lived in Charleston, we would have oyster roasts. And
yes.
You go, you know.
Love that.
So those are good.
Oh.
Unless you have too many. Then you love oysters the next day, and then you don't want any more for a while.
Oh, it's an aphrodisiac.
Do you like them a little slimy or a little more cooked?
I love oysters any which way. I like them raw. I love them on the grill. I love them Rockefeller. I love them
you like
steamed.
Oysters?
Yeah, love
you're
them.
You're just slurping a big wet booger in your
it's
mouth.
Delicious.
See, I like them a little more cooked and meaty. I don't like them slimy.
That's fine. I love places around here have them steamed. They're delicious. You can have them Rockefeller
if
style.
You cook
almost
them.
Almost like a casino style. Yeah.
Put cheese, hot sauce, and on a saltine. If I'm drunk enough, I might have
saltine.
One.
How about oysters Rockefeller with the spinach and a little bit of cheese, even though cheese and shellfish usually doesn't go, but Rockefeller is very good.
I've never
Clams Casino?
Not a big shellfish guy.
Yeah, but you like Clams Casino? It's baked and bacon on top and breadcrumb and bacon.
Yeah,
clam.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. When we would have these oyster roasts, mm-hmm. for those that were invited, and if you maybe didn't like shellfish, there was traditionally... some Boston butt there as well.
Which is a shoulder, not a butt.
Okay, I was going to ask, why, but, again, Boston, getting names mixed up of how to pronounce cities.
I don't
cities.
Think somebody from Boston
They don't know the difference between a butt and a shoulder.
I don't think somebody from Boston
S-H-O-U-L-E-R.
But Boston butt is actually the shoulder.
It was a good piece of meat.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
It is.
I just was kind of curious why the name, why Boston and why butt when it's shoulder?
Hold on.
Of a cow?
I really don't know. I'll look at it. I just know that it's not anything to do with the butt of a
Nothing
cow.
Nothing
to do with the shoulder.
Or a pig.
Is it a pig, not a cow,
yeah,
right?
It's Boston. Pork.
So it's pork. Thank you, Chris. I ate it. I didn't know what it was. It was delightful.
Yes, pork.
That's what pulled pork is.
Boston butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
pulled pork is with the shoulder.
You smoke it and you shred it and you know, cook it low and slow. Yeah.
Okay.
American name for a cut of pork comes from the upper part of the shoulder from the front leg and may contain the blade bone. Boston butt is the most popular cut used for pulled pork, a staple of barbecue in the southern United States, blah, 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 which we just told you. In pre-revolutionary history of the name and cut, in pre-revolutionary New England and into the American Revolutionary War, New England butchers tended to take less prized cuts of pork like hams and shoulders and pack them into barrels for storage and transport, known as butt, which comes from the Latin word buttus, meaning cask or barrel.
Shoulder!
So this particular shoulder cut became known around the country as a Boston specialty, and hence it became the Boston butt. In the UK, it is known as pork hand and spring, or simply pork hand, or as noted above, pork shoulder on the bone. But the Latin buttus, meaning cask or barrel, so that's where it came from, because you used to ship the shoulder in a barrel.
Ah.
Hmm.
All right. Does taste good.
So, yeah, it's good.
God.
What?
No, just all the raw oysters.
Oh, it's delicious.
No, thank you.
Well, people either like shellfish
Who
or
Who was the person that said, yeah, I'm going to eat that?
I agree with you, because everything.
You're nuts.
There's always a first.
Right.
You got to go back in time. There's always somebody that ate something first.
Oysters, cherry stones, little necks, and cherry stones just bigger version of little necks.
A little fun fact here Grand Poobah says, fact, broccoli, cabbage, sprouts, and cauliflower are genetically almost identical. They were all genetically altered by the Romans, selective breeding.
Yeah. Kentucky Tim, don't eat oysters except from Acme Oyster House in New Orleans, which is great, by the way. Smoked oysters were good. Some people I know have had them with raw, with vodka and hot sauce. Absolutely. That is a huge thing. You put a bit of, not just horseradish, put a little thing of Tabasco, a dot, and then a thing of vodka. Absolutely.
A thing. A little shot?
No, not even.
A glass?
No,
a
glass?
A handle?
A gulp? I'd say a half a tablespoon on top.
So delicious. Why are you even doing it?
Now you're ruining the vodka.
No. It's just, tasting vodka.
Oyster shooters? Oh, legendary. Are you kidding me? Do not knock it till you try it.
Booger shooters.
I'm telling you.
Is that
call it whatever you want.
Is that big by the haba?
It is big by the haba. It's big anywhere. But
oyster shooters.
Oyster shooters, yeah.
Never done those. All right. I'm done with food talk.
Someday I got to get them. How can we have to be this house? Someday what? When you're alone, Chris and I are going to come over, and we're going to corrupt you in ways you never thought were possible with food and drink.
Oh, okay.
With food and drink.
I was going to say.
What's happening here? What are we doing?
That was a major pivot.
No, Hannibal Lectering, It puts the lotion in the back.
6 foot three with that. A great question. Imagine being the guy explaining milking a cow for the first time. That's a good... Think about it.
And I'm sure there was some idiot that went, next to him and grabbed the bull by mistake. I mean, we're talking the first time here. There weren't rules written down. I'm sure it was a mistake that's been made.
Speaking of Rocky Mountain oysters.
You ever had them?
No.
You would like them?
No.
You wouldn't even know them.
You've had bull testy.
Yes. Once. Yeah.
Well, if it's so good, how come you only had it once?
Because they weren't offered to me anymore. I had one. I had half of one, and it wasn't horrible. Just like you guys, I like gator. I've never had gator until I moved down here.
Gator's delicious.
I think it's delicious. I think frog legs are delicious.
They're very good.
So
I'm going to tell you right now, on May 17th, 2019, Craig Sheeman never has... or never will have Rocky Mountain oysters.
And I'm telling you that if you were blindfolded and I gave you just a slight piece of one, a little piece.
What's the consistency of it? Is it like a meatball?
Yeah, it looks like a big meatball. But if you cut it in half.
I picture
it
being kind of tough, like chewy.
Anything is that way if you don't do it properly. But if it's cooked right, I think you would not even know the difference. Just like a lot of people don't know that if you give people a blindfold them and give them gator for the first time, they will probably think it's chicken. Really, that old cliche.
Yeah.
They will think it is.
And not quite. Yeah, a little texture's a little different. But
a little different. I love it. I think gator's delicious. A lot of people don't like catfish. I'm telling you, because they don't know. A good piece of catfish is absolutely delicious. Blindfolded, you would not know the difference. Some don't want to eat it because it's a bottom feeder and it eats poop all day and whatever.
Well, I'm not having Rocky Mountain oysters. That's a fact.
This is probably stuff you have had you don't even realize.
No, I know what I eat. I know what I eat. And those are not going in my mouth. Sorry. Not going to eat them. Fact. Let's go to the phones.
You'd like it.
You would like it. I'm telling
you. What are
you
talking about? Why would you say that, Chris?
You probably would like cow. Would you eat chicharrones or the pig jowls?
What did you just say?
Nope. Chicharrones.
Chicharrones. What are those?
Like fried pig cheeks.
Pig cheeks. It tastes like
possibly,
bacon.
Possibly. Probably be like
it almost
bacon,
looks
I
like
imagine.
A pork rind.
Yeah. Have you ever had a pig? You guys must have been to a pig roast in your life, have you not?
I've done them.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there.
And you use the whole pig. I mean, the pig's ear is. I know it sounds gross, but when it's cut up and it's cooked properly, it's delicious.
The cheeks. I could do pig parts. I eat pig all the time. I like pork and I love bacon.
What about cow tongue?
No.
Why?
I will not eat any tongue.
You don't.
I will not eat any
tongue.
That's
not what you think.
It might not be what I think.
Those sit in like the corner of the deli under the glass, and you're like, whoever gets that? Nobody.
Chicken liver.
Why would... I haven't had that.
Okay.
Why do you eat all these
chicken
horrible things?
I didn't say I eat them all the time. I said I've had them. They're not horrible if they're cooked right.
What's that thing called? The gizzard? The gizzards?
Yeah, that I won't do.
Oh, why not?
No, that's good. Won't do. I almost saw Guy Fieri.
You'll eat Rocky Mountain oysters, but you won't eat a gizzard?
No, the only time I saw Guy Fieri nearly puke on Diners, Drivers, and Dives where he had some sort of gizzard-type stew.
Well, I don't like him.
He almost threw up.
He actually upsets me sometimes on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Being on Friday night, there's going to be a
there's always a
thousand of them on Food Network tonight. But he won't do egg. Did you know that?
Who won't?
Yeah, since he was
Guy
always.
Fieri. He won't do an egg. I don't know, but if a dish calls for like a sunny side up egg on top.
Yeah.
To get the yolk,
yeah.
He will not put it on the meal.
Yeah, like
won't.
When he's baking a cake, he won't put it because it requires
egg.
No, that's different.
Like egg, some people do the fancy pizzas, they might put an egg on top or other. Yeah, he will not do. But there have been a couple times where they've won him over with the egg. He won't absolutely not try it, but he tends to. If he can avoid it, he will cut away from it. It's like kryptonite to him.
Let's go to the phones.
Which I find odd for a chef that doesn't like eggs.
239-337-ESPN. Sean in Lehigh, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
What's going on, guys? How you
What's
doing?
Up?
Good, man.
How are you?
Hey, I got a food question for you and a basketball question.
Great.
Excellent.
Hand in hand.
So, hey, when I was in the military, I was stationed over in Korea for a while.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
Thanks. And so we were on a road march one day, you know, just training, and I look over to my right. And I see just like rows and rows of dog houses with like dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think like, oh man, hey, that's cool, man. Like, you know.
Yeah,
I like
know where
dogs.
You're going.
That's
great. I know where
and
you're going.
So I'm talking to my friend about it. And like, no, like, cause over in Korea, you have what's called the Katusa program.
Yep.
So they have like Korean nationals that serve with you. And,
yep.
So I'm talking to him. He's like, nah, man, like we eat dogs over here.
Yeah.
So a big dish over in Korea is what's called the dagogi. And it's exactly what it is. I mean, and they treat them like cows. I mean,
yeah,
they got dog farm. So my question for you is,
no,
would you?
Not in a million
nope.
years.
Never.
Not in a million
nope.
years. And it's, I don't even, not even, I would never
I
do
would
it.
Ingest a soul, bro. Like, I mean, nope. dogs are like, you know, they're
never.
Like, better
I think it's gross. Man. I think it's disgusting that they do it.
Sean, that's... did you try it?
No, man, I couldn't do it. My friends were, but I was in a platoon with a bunch of just like men with that oozed bravado.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they just, you know, eat the dog. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat the dog, man.
Good for you.
I couldn't do the dog.
You know, I would rather go to cannibalism and eat a human if I was absolutely desperate necessary over
not.
A dog.
Okay,
well, I'm saying there. if you have nothing to survive,
you'd kill a human
left.
Before a dog
no,
to survive.
No. I'm saying if you had nothing and you were stranded alone at war and the only thing
I'd
around you
and berries.
Was if you were dead, Chris, God forbid, and I was we were at war together and it'd been a month and I hadn't eaten 3 weeks and the only thing for me how I would survive was to eat your leg or something. I'm eating you. That's
Chris,
cannibalism.
Chris, don't turn your back on
Sean,
this guy.
Sean, what's your basketball question?
Sean, pivot us out of here.
Sean, am I wrong? Sean, am I wrong? If you were...
Sean, don't answer that question.
I keep thinking about that movie Alive. You know,
yes, the rugby team. The rugby team, yes.
Yeah, the rugby team. So, I mean, let's think about that. I mean, listen, I mean, if I have to choose death over eating... I mean, this is kind of a dark path we've gone down
here. Kind of.
It's realistic. It's life.
I would probably elect to eat something over death.
I was going to say, Sean, like in A Few Good Men, you don't have to answer that question.
The rugby
you don't have to answer that question.
The rugby team right from England or Australia crashed in the Himalayas, and they had to resort to cannibalism in order to survive.
Basketball.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay, basketball. So I can't help. I'm watching, like, the finals, and everybody's, like, you know, with Kevin Durant being out. And I can't help but wonder if LeBron is sitting at home kicking himself, knowing that he might have had a free run at another ring. Do you think that if LeBron was still in the East with Cleveland, that they'd be winning a ring?
Excellent question.
Yeah,
I would like to think Toronto with Kawhi is better than Toronto last year.
Yeah.
And I thought every year this is the year that LeBron can't make it again, and he did.
I mean, the Celtics last year gave Cleveland all they can handle. In that playoff series in the end.
Yeah,
the Donner Party of Five, absolutely referred to also in The Shining. Jeez. Up in upstate Colorado. Yeah, they had to resort to cannibalism. It's life. It happens.
Boy, what a dark turn we took
today.
It's not today.
Dark. It's just a couple of examples where if that ever happened, I could never. If, you know what a great, I don't know if you read this, but Jack London, Call of the Wild.
I didn't
read it. Great short story.
No,
and it's about at the very end after his master is almost near death in the winter in the woods. And I forget where it is. But his Siberian Husky kind of gets the feeling that even though he's been so close to his master for so many years, this guy's ready to die if he doesn't get something to eat. And the dog knows that it's going to be him. And the dog.
Stammer time texting off. In. Note to self, never go hiking with Pete.
No doubt. No doubt.
I don't think Pete will ever go hiking with Pete.
I said extreme circumstances. I'm at war. There's no one around. I'm stranded. Nobody's around. My closest friend is dead. There's no food. I'm freezing cold.
I'll just lose a few pounds.
I'm saying after that.
Let's go to the phones. Thirsty Nick. Oh, I have no idea what this is about. Scorpions? Where are we going today?
Here
Thirsty
I am.
Nick, what's up?
Rock you like a hurricane.
Hey, guys. Thirsty Nick checking in.
What's up, Thirsty Nick?
I'm doing all right. Great show. Thanks. So last summer I went to China with a couple of my boys.
China?
Yeah.
We had some scorpion while we were there.
I've heard of that.
Wait a minute.
I've seen
what
that.
What do you guys think about eating scorpion?
How was it served? How do you eat a scorpion?
I saw Gordon Ramsay do that. Along with crickets and grasshoppers or something like that.
I've seen grasshoppers.
Why were you in China, Thirsty Nick?
We just went on vacation. You know, we're thirsty guys, so we were looking for food. And
climb the wall.
We went on the wall. They fried it up. Tastes just like shrimp.
Yeah,
seriously, okay. They're that meaty.
Scorpion tastes like shrimp.
Oh, absolutely! It was delicious. You took it by the. By the pincer thing and just down it goes.
How big are they over there?
They're pretty big. Definitely grasshopper size.
Huh.
Wow. Where'd you stay?
No idea.
Wow. Where'd you stay in China?
Well, we were in Shanghai and we stayed at the Sheraton and then made our way over to Beijing. Took a day trip over to the wall and we had a great time.
Is it true? I've seen pictures. A lot of graffiti on the wall, huh?
We actually didn't see that much.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's great.
How was the air there? Every time I see China, it's like the gray oxygen. You can't breathe over there.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, or at least we didn't notice it. It seemed like any other big city that you would see, New York, Chicago, like as far as the air, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Wow, awesome.
All right, man.
Right there, Nick. That's awesome.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. I had no idea about scorpions.
I saw Gordon Ramsay eat it on one of his trips to...
I believe Safeco Field out in Seattle serves grasshopper.
They do. I think you're right.
Yeah. They do.
They're candied.
Right.
Yes.
Sugar.
That makes it better.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. Joe in Fort Myers. It says human versus dog. Where are we going?
Providing a little clarity.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Joe.
All right, guys. I wanted to weigh in on the dog versus human eating controversy.
Yes.
I happen to be a dog lover.
Yes.
And I would kill a live human and eat it first before I ate a dog.
I probably would, too, depending on the situation. But, yeah, no, I hear you, Joe.
Yeah, I mean,
we're all dog lovers here.
I would never.
I could never hurt a dog.
He just dropped
ever.
The mic on me.
He did.
All right. Wow. Just what a...
You have to try tripe. I do. I used to have tripe. We used to, in our Italian...
What's
seven
tripe?
Fishes? Tripe is the inside of cow intestines.
You ate that too?
It's a delicacy. It's if you didn't know it, you'll probably like it. It's an acquired taste. I used to have it once a year.
Acquired in what way? What is it like?
Well,
it
it's not something you go out and get every day. I used to have it once a year on Christmas Eve.
Tripe. Have you ever ate tripe?
What is tripe?
Tripe is good. Tripe is the cow intestine.
It's cow intestine.
It's cow intestine. It's the inside.
No, I have not.
Have they cleaned
tripe.
It out yeah. first
yes,
from
yes,
what was
yes,
in
it's
the
all,
intestine
yes, yes,
first?
It's all cleaned. It's actually an interesting process how you do it, but it's not for everybody. It's the delicacy usually around Italian, Greek, Mediterranean families around Christmas Eve.
So code word for delicacy means it tastes like crap.
No. No.
And with an acquired taste.
You might, a lot of people do think it tastes like crap. I
908 asks if we've ever had camel.
No.
Is that a thing?
I've had kangaroo.
Have you?
That was good.
Did it jump off the plate?
I've had rabbit. Rabbit's. I've had rabbit.
Yeah,
I've
rabbit's
had,
good.
And venison.
Venison. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. And.
To be honest, venison, and I know I'm going to upset
need,
all the hunters out there.
You need fat.
It's a little overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you need to inject it with.
If you make venison sauce, you got. If you make it,
but once you add beef fat to it, it takes the flavor of it takes the flavor of the fat that you put in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, why am I, you know?
Oh, sheep stomach. Okay, Nukia Matt, you might be right. I know it's either cow or sheep, something like that. So yeah,
stomach. The more important part.
This was quite an interesting segment.
Got me standing up.
You know, yeah.
I mean,
because you're grossed out.
That's okay.
Buy some stuff. We'll continue with that unusual food talk. PGA Championship, NBA Playoffs. Wikipedia's
Man
around the corner.
Man versus dog.
Chris is 90 minutes away from getaway and his vacation.
So close.
Look,
I can touch
about,
it.
Think about what how daunting it was to come in
it.
Here.
It's
after
a
you
soccer
have your big
game.
Pizza.
It's a
and
short
4 hours.
Game.
Now you got 90. No. Added
how
time.
Long's
Chris.
The flight? 90 minutes, right? Not that
What's
long.
That?
90 minutes to Jamaica from here?
Yeah, sure.
What, 2 hours?
I don't know. I have a red stripe on the flight.
Since you just compared this to the soccer, 90 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen at 6 o'clock? There'll be some malfunction going back to the network.
We're
going to
go to about 6:04.
You're going to have added time. Well, all that more to look forward to. I'm Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Brooks Koepka gave one back. He's now minus 9. Was Tiger plus 3 right at the cut line as we speak in the PGA Championship. Hey, never fear. I've actually had a few texts come in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line asking about Chris, because we've been talking about Chris's vacation. And he's going to be off next week and all that. And some people, more than one person, has texted in concerned that you might not be at our 99.3 ESPN Sheeman and Shepard golf outing tomorrow. Chris will be there. Mm-hmm. Chris is playing. We'll all be there.
No, I'm not playing.
I thought you were playing.
No.
Me and Pete were doing the thing on the...
No, I'm not playing. I actually got to run out while you guys are out there having fun. My younger brother is graduating from high school tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
So I will
go
do that.
You got multitasking.
While everybody's playing and then come back for the awards and everything afterwards.
Gotcha. That's right. I remember now. Yeah. But you'll be out there.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
He's not bailing on us. We're there.
I delayed my vacation one day for all you guys.
Thank you very much.
But tomorrow, man. Craig and I will be positioned on one of the par threes, not sure which one yet, and we'll get a chance to either be the bye, we have a charity putt with you guys, or a charity shot or something.
We're gonna, that way we get to meet everybody individually, so that's if you're
fun.
In
we'll
it tomorrow.
Take pictures with everybody, it'd be a lot
we'll
of fun.
Be there. All right.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be nice for a long stretch from what I can see in the weather. Couple of items on basketball I wanted to get to. First of all,
NBA Combine?
No, I do not want to talk about that, although it is going on. Gail Benson, the owner of the Pelicans. As you know, they get to draft Zion Williamson if they so choose. And there's the issue of Anthony Davis and where he may go. And people think, well, maybe the Lakers will take their number 4 pick and repackage another deal and take another swipe at him in the offseason. This is a secondhand quote. It's not a direct quote, but it's from people in the know. They said Gail Benson says that she would trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers, quote, over my dead body, unquote.
My dead body.
I mean, there is some strong spite going on between the Lakers and the Pelicans from that deal that fell apart and never happened.
Rivalry in the making.
Magic Johnson stepped in. Yeah, right. Exactly. So, So now, I mean, is it the Knicks? Is it the Celtics? Is it where is it going to stay and play with Zion? A lot of questions. Speaking of the Celtics.
He ain't playing with LeBron.
He ain't. Yeah, although Kyrie Irving may, there's more and more talk that he may join him. But now Kyrie's advisors are urging him to strongly consider the Nets.
Yeah, that was rumored about a month. But, yeah. Good.
Why? Because you want to play with Spencer Dinwiddie?
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
Go there.
Hey, they're not bad.
Was it Joe Harris, winner of the three-point contest?
Yeah.
Now, the ultimate would be... Say the Knicks get KD, but nobody else. Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, Zion, or whoever, Barrett. Well, Barrett will be there, but still, that's not going to satisfy that franchise. The fans there.
You don't think KD will satisfy the
KD
New York
will,
Knicks
but,
fan?
KD
will, but KD. Oh, yeah.
No, it'll satisfy them, but he can't do it all by himself on that team. He can't. With Barrett there, it'd be okay.
Look, can he win the whole thing?
No.
Can he get that team home court advantage in the first round?
No.
I think he can.
No, I don't think he can. No. No. No, I think they struggle to be an 8 seed. No, I don't.
No,
not.
Miami struggled to be an 8 seed.
Have you seen the Knicks and their roster?
Look, it's basketball. It's Kevin Durant. He's going to get you another 20.
No, he is not alone. He's not.
Yes, he
is. We determined LeBron James a year ago was worth 13 wins. And by the way, that didn't happen this year.
KD's better.
With Barrett.
Well, yeah.
With Barrett, yes, they would be better. They're going to be better no matter what. But I still, you need three stars or three all stars, in my opinion, to get to the NBA Finals.
In the East, you may only have two.
You need one.
The Trailblazers only have two.
You need one in the East.
Yeah, but on the whole, if you have.
Go look at both the teams playing tonight to go to the NBA Finals.
No, I generally agree with your statement. I'm not. I like three superstars.
Look at Jordan. I mean, let's do this analogy. And I have to look. Jordan's first playoff team with the Bulls. Were they better than the Knicks? I think they were. With KD, I think that team was better.
Michael Jordan, though.
We're talking about Kevin Durant, one of the great players of all time.
Jordan's better.
Yes, but still.
Nobody's as clutch as Kawhi.
Listen up, KD on the Knicks is at worst a fourth seed in the East. Possibly depends on who else is with him.
Fact.
With Barrett, and if they got Anthony Davis. Now, you get Davis and you get Kyrie. We already said if they had Zion, which they're not going to get, and they had Kyrie. If you get KD and Kyrie and Barrett or whoever else, now you're talking. I mean, yes, then you're talking top four. Absolutely, will be an instant, on paper anyway, instant contender in the East, no doubt. But KD alone with Barrett and I don't
KD
know who
alone,
else.
41 wins.
Okay, great. You know what? Fine. What's that get you?
In the East?
In the
East, five seed.
It's in the playoffs in the East.
Barely. No, 41 wins is like an 8 or a 7.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. Which the Knicks fans would take, by the way.
Hold on a second. 41 wins.
What did Orlando have this year? 30? What'd they have?
41 is usually the cutoff in the East.
Yeah, that's right around there.
That was it this year.
Yeah.
Orlando was 41, right?
Who
was
it? Orlando at 42. Detroit was 41.
Who's the girl on ESPN? Is it
Rachel Nichols?
No, the other one. Ramona Shelburne.
Shelburne, yeah.
She threw out there that Kyrie should go to the
Lakers.
No, the Suns.
Oh, that would be great.
I mean, he would dominate. He wouldn't have any pressure. They need a point guard, and he can build.
And they're going to get, what's their pick? What's the Suns' pick?
Seven?
Wow,
seven?
They got bounced to like seventh.
That's all right, though.
Well, they were looking at number one as the worst team in the league. Well.
The Suns will pick sixth.
Oh, I missed it by one. Six.
The Bulls are selecting number seven.
Yeah, that's a big drop-off when you start getting there. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, it can be.
Well, before everybody starts correcting me, I know Steph Curry, I believe he was seventh. Okay, yeah.
Paul Pierce was an 8.
You can get good talent there. You can.
You can get Ginobili in the second round. Look at Dokic. What's second round pick? It can happen.
I mean, are we really forgetting about Jokic already?
Jokic. Oh. That's what I mean. It's a Dokic.
Dan Dokic.
Oh, easy to get
Jokic.
Those two confused.
I got my itches confused, all right? I got the 7-year itch. See, yeah, but there you go. I mean, it can happen. It's not as big a crapshoot as the NFL is, but...
No.
Look, the what was supposed to be the number one overall pick last year, thank God it wasn't. How'd that turn out? What's he doing now? Nothing.
All right, you're the chef expert. Mickey on a cell. What is a butterflied steak? Is that cut a certain way?
Yeah, well, but usually
it's open, but he's trying to make a bad joke saying that it doesn't taste like butterflies at all.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I took him
like
seriously.
When you butterfly a
mistake.
When you butterfly a chicken, you spread it. Yeah. Meat's the same thing. If you butterfly it and stuff it like a brujol or something, cut it open.
Getting kind of hungry now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pizza if you want some.
No, thank you. I saw what it did.
There's
to
better
you.
Pizza than Ooh. Yours in the break room.
You ate the entire pizza and then you've been sluggish all day.
I need a slice.
No, you don't.
Now he's digested it and he needs
some
more. Just
a quick, little, healthy 100-calorie slice of pizza.
I'll have a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Drank mine already.
Nice, easy, 100 calories. Got to stay light and tight.
Yeah, but Diet Mountain Dew, it's 0 calories. Actually, it's 5. 5 calories.
Don't like.
A lot of sodium, though.
So, what are we giving away for Wikipedia today? Is it a choice? Price. What's
yeah,
in the prize
your
bag?
Choice.
Totally forgot.
Yeah, we've got WWE tickets if you want to go check out WWE in July. Okay. We got some food to some different spots around town.
Sweet.
Got some Rays tickets to see them take on the Twins in June, I believe.
Okay.
If you want to go check out a local ball game, we've always got Miracle tickets as well. So it's Your choice.
Mm. All right. Today's category will be sports.
That's
NCAA teams.
Oh.
There. Is that specific enough for you? Caller number 9 right now.
Love
Take
it.
On Pete Stump the Shep. Wikipedia is next. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Get your weekend started right. Wikipedia next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. It's our favorite time of day. Time to play Wikipedia Stump the Shep.
Is it your favorite time of the day?
Actually, yes. This music gets me going.
I think
it's even got Chris a little
upbeat.
You only
have an hour left after this segment.
Well,
Chris is 1 hour closer to
Chris is
Jamaica.
On vacation in an hour and 12 minutes. Let's go to the phones. Caller number 9 is Alec. Alec, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Alec.
What's going on, Craig and Pete? I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Where are you
good.
From?
I'm from New York originally, but down here in Fort Myers for the past 2 years.
No, that's it. I don't care about New York.
All right, very good.
Hey, now.
Alec.
No, I mean, I care where you are. I care,
especially
but I care.
Am rooting for Alec now against you. All right, how old are you, Alec?
28.
All right. We're going to do sports trivia as it relates to NCAA teams. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
All right, Alec, you get the first question. Name all of the Tigers in the SEC.
Clemson.
They would be in the ACC.
SEC. All right.
All right. Pete doesn't get a chance to
steal, he doesn't.
So I will give you the answers.
LSU.
Auburn and Missouri. I'm going to keep it pithy. There we go. All right. Pete Shepard, here you go. Here's Pete's first question.
Yep.
Pete, there are two-word team names in the Big 12. Name them.
Huh? Say that again?
There are two-worded teams.
So, for instance, the Boston Red Sox are a two-word team name.
Okay.
Red Sox. Yeah.
Oklahoma State?
No. We're looking for the team, not the school, the team.
Okay, I gotcha. Hang on.
So they would be the Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Oh, Jesus. Horned Frogs. And Red Raiders.
Whoa!
Boom!
Nice one, Pete Shepard. Taking a 1-0 lead. All right, Alec, back to you.
That's a great question.
That was a great question.
That was.
All right, this one's kind of similar. So here we go, Alec. There are two schools in the ACC whose team names do not end with the letter S.
Who are they?
Oh, man.
So singular names, if you will.
Got no idea.
I knew this one, too. Wolfpack, NC State. Wolfpack.
Yes. Yeah.
And the second one would be. I got to think here for a second. ACC. I would eventually come up with it.
Syracuse.
Syracuse Orange.
I would have got there.
All right. That's all right. Still
I
Pete.
Got that.
That's all right.
Yes.
It's still Pete should've. 1, Alec nothing. We now move on to Pete Shepard, the first one, first crack at this. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Name all the schools in the Pac-12 North. Go.
Oh, God. Oregon. Jesus. The Pac-12 North. This is not. How many are there?
There's six.
Six, right? All right. Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Washington.
Uh-huh.
Washington State.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to mess this up here. Colorado?
Ooh.
All right, Alec can steal.
All right, Alec, name all the schools in the Pac-12 North.
Oh, jeez.
So let's see. Got California in there?
Yes.
Bingo.
Uh,
going to name all the ones I named.
Stanford?
Too.
Yes. There's one more.
Oregon?
Said Oregon, but you got
Oregon?
It.
Yep. Yep.
Oregon State?
Yes.
Yep. There we go.
All right. We got one on
and
the board.
Of course, the Washington schools, but Peter didn't
mention
those.
Don't say Oregon State right after Oregon.
Right. I was wondering if that was going to come.
That's stupid.
All right, so we are tied at one. We move on to question number five. I've lost track. This is Alec. Because Alec stole
yes.
the last one. All right, Alec, you get to go. Question number five. There are only two teams in Power Five conferences to go undefeated in conference play last year.
For football.
For football.
Should've
Who were
that.
They? Two Power Five football teams went undefeated last year in conference play. In conference play.
Let's go with Clemson.
Yep.
Alabama.
Alabama is Very correct. Good. Alec takes a 2-1 lead over the Shep. Yeah. All right. It's getting dicey here. Pete Shepard, this question
name
is
all,
for
what,
you.
Name all 193 schools that are left.
No, you're going to love this question, actually.
I sure will.
The Zips.
Yep.
The Red Hawks. And the Chippewas are all in what conference?
America's Conference, the MAC.
Facts.
That would be Akron, Central Michigan.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
The Chippewas.
Red Hawks.
Oh, Red Hawks. That's
Miami.
Miami.
Well,
Ohio.
Now you're just showing off.
Yeah.
All right, we have a 2-2 tie.
Tuesday night.
This is a battle royale. We go back to Alec. Whoa. The first one of you two to get the next question right will be the winner. Alec, how many SEC schools are Bulldogs?
Okay, we got.
Don't look it up.
I have no idea. I'm not looking it up. I'll say two.
Yeah. Does he have to name them, Chris?
No, he does not.
He does not.
No,
he doesn't have to name them. He just had to say two.
Because no one knows Georgia. At least you get that.
Georgia and Mississippi State. Alec, you are our winner. Congratulations. I will put you on hold.
Good job, Alec.
Chris will tuck you.
Good
job,
Pete.
All right.
Good job, Alec.
Weekend. Hey, that was a serious battle. That was nice. That was there was one.
No, he does not. Right out. Doesn't even have to. It's like not even. You know. No, he doesn't name it. Just two.
Well, the question was how many?
That's fair. Yeah.
All right, Pete Shepard. There was one more question on the list. If we needed to go to sudden death here. Yep.
And yes, 301 Jayhawk really is one word.
Yes.
Rock chalk. What name the four of the six?
What? Yeah. Name four of the six. I don't know why I put the in there. Name four of the six FBS independents from the 2018 season.
Okay. Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Name four of the six. Army, right?
Yes. You got two. You're halfway home.
Navy's in the AAC.
The Habba.
Giving hints now?
No, our Air Force is in the Air Force.
No.
No, they're in a conference. Yeah. Hang on. Let me just see. I know this. I know it's not Appalachian State. They're in a conference too, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Is it like Georgia? I know.
We're out of time.
Give me a region of the country real quick.
BYU.
The Habba.
New Mexico State.
BYU.
Liberty.
Oh, Liberty.
And
Liberty.
UMass.
That's right. Well, UMass is going to the MAC.
But they weren't last year.
You're right. Worst football team in the country.
All right.
Kansas is, but speaking of Jayhawk.
Oh, Tiger Woods is just bogeyed three holes in a row while
five
I was
over.
Looking. He's
not
five
making
over.
It, Chris.
Good.
Not
making the cut. Chris is making the cut. Chris, look at the clock. You got 1 hour left, buddy. Can I get 1 hour out of you?
I don't know.
1 hour.
It's all downhill from here.
1 hour on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.